WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is Bruce Buffer from the UFC.
Hey, everybody, this is Vince Naked.
It's me. It's that D-O-double-G mobbing once again with Wild Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
We're here to see some ghosts.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Horrible, desperate, ghoulish creatures.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
And it keeps getting funnier every single time.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
I gotta do a photo shoot for GQ in about an hour and a half. Yeah, they've been after me for months. Dildo got an underwear deal.
The Omega.
He's the genius who gave us the talking Marcel Marceau statue. It was a sensation.
Heartbreak Mike.
I was one of New York City's leading paranormal researchers.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
I'm feeling a little, anxious, if you know what I mean.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's showtime.
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
That
is why I won't do two shows a night anymore, babe. I won't do
this. This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
WTR Sunday night.
You bunch of losers! You're working with a professional here!
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Welcome to our post-pay-per-view review of... Wait, no. It's our preview of... No. I have no notes for... There's nothing to talk about. There's no pay-per-view to talk about. Oh, my God. It's a normal episode. Oh, my God.
Can't remember the last time we had a normal episode.
It's been so long we can't even call them the normal episodes.
Abnormal. Abnormal.
Seriously, I really can't, because there's some weeks we just take off when there's nothing to talk about. It's been a while.
Yeah. Yeah, and luckily TNA got themselves in massive amount of trouble, so we still have stuff to talk about this week.
Thank you, TNA, for fucking up yet again.
Thank you, TNA, for being TNA. So we have a lot to talk about anyway, without a pay-per-view. Thank God. Starting off, I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network. Joining me tonight, we will be joined by Heartbreak Mike, but for now, it is myself and the one and only Tim Stein.
I'm just assuming that even though you paused in a strange way, that was my cue to go.
Usually, yeah, when I say your name, that's when you're supposed to go.
Fair enough. It's just, you paused in a strange way, and it's just like, okay, is he going to say more?
You weren't excited to say it. You didn't give it enough excitement for the name Tim Stein.
Can't say more? Because he kind of sort of left it open-ended. No, he's not going to say anything else.
You're expecting Tim Stein. Like, ring to it.
Now you're saying more stuff. Don't you be offering me a ring, unless it's a wrestling ring. Because after all, it is WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining us on a non-pay-per-view night, a non-pay-per-view preview night, a non-pick'em night. Holy shit, Omega, you're right. The only thing we got to do is bash TNA.
Sweet.
All night long. Lionel Richie, get out of the back of my head now. Anyway, yeah, well, there's a few things we can talk about. Don't worry about it. Of course, WWE will be bringing us a pay-per-view in, 2 weeks?
Yes.
Yeah, so next week we will do the preview for WWE Raw's Hell in a Cell.
You know what we should do, Tim? before we get going on anything?
Maybe just like go over WTR's pick 'em from the last pay-per-view that we didn't have last week that we should have had, but somebody decided to sleep on the job, Bob.
I don't think his name is Bob, but yes, we should.
Then go for it.
Oh, you don't even have it in front of you. Okay.
No, because you just posted it on the thing and I didn't copy it or nothing.
So I'm scrolling up into our conversation, so I don't have to go check the mail for it. So Omega came in first with 5-1.
Yeah, Omega. Yay.
Along with Lindsay, Subway, Michael, and Chris Pierce.
Cheaters, copycats.
But myself, Tim, the 8-ball, went 4-2.
Whoa. Something's wrong there when we tie the 8-ball.
I know, because I was banking on the Miz. Should never have banked on the Miz. Heartbreak Mike went... What?
What? You banked on the Miz, and I went, ha, 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 ha.
Heartbreak Mike went 4-1. For the final time, WWE 2K16 went 3-3.
Wow.
Aaron Frost went 3-3. Rob, Ace, Sheila went 2-4. Starscream Josh went 2-3. And the Random Thing Picker was 2-2.
Random Thing Picker kind of sucked this time around.
Random Thing Picker didn't pick all the matches.
Well, yeah, you know, we gotta rectify that at some point in time.
Apparently, the Random Thing Picker only works at 11:30 p.m. on Sunday nights Eastern.
Well, the Random Thing Picker is gonna need to hire an assistant to remind it.
Put a reminder in your phone next time.
I'm not putting a reminder. Shut up. So anyway, that's WTR Pick'em from No Mercy. Lord have mercy.
So we found a way to talk about a pay-per-view even when we have no pay-per-view.
That's impressive. How did we do that?
Well, if you look at the notes, we're talking about another pay-per-view in a little bit.
It ruined my fun.
But anyway, Tim, you're most excited to talk about the first topic on the show.
I am?
You were on Twitter?
Oh, that's just, you know, hyping it and shit like that. You know how Twitter is. Twitter lies. Twitter embellishes. Look at everything Donald Trump posts. Don't tell me that's not embellishment.
I love that he's going to blame Saturday Night Live now.
That's hilarious. By the way, kudos to Alec Baldwin, because when I saw the replay on the video, I'm like, is that Donald Trump? Really? No.
That was funny. That was good.
Yep. So yeah, that was quite funny. But wasn't he on Saturday Night Live just like the week before?
Back in November, I believe.
A year ago.
Yeah.
Well, 11 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that doesn't go his way, is a really bad thing, according to the Donald. And this is one of the reasons why Americans should not vote for this guy.
Well, no. It's a conspiracy, don't you know?
And another reason why nobody should vote for this guy.
Yeah, he's not really going to lose this election. It's all been rigged, so he can't win it.
This is why everyone needs to vote in the CB Radio Party election and not worry about Trump or the other one.
Never mind taking a Tic Tac and grabbing her by the... Don't say it.
Someone else says it later in a commercial.
There you go.
Don't you worry.
Shut up. Oh.
Anyway, yeah, brought it up. Goldberg, it's been teased ever since 2K17 was, like, you know, announced. And order now and download Goldberg as a playable character. Oy vey. And everybody's like, oh, Goldberg, he must have buried the hatchet with WWE. Well, it wasn't that big a hatchet to begin with, I guess. But it just kept going and going and going. And then he made an appearance on, what show was it?
SportsCenter?
Yeah. He talked to Coach, didn't he?
Well, yeah. He talked to Coach about the video game and the possibility of coming back. Cause, you know, at that point it was already set in stone that he was coming back. But yeah. That's the first hype of it.
Here's the thing. Not everybody's a rabid internet geek like some people I know. And they didn't realize this. And so when this actually happened last Monday night on Raw with the advocate for the Beast showing up, Paul Heyman, to challenge Goldberg to fight Brock Lesnar. Well, there you go, right? Yeah, it's a setup. It's always been a setup. It was always going to be like this. They just playing the non-internet crowd. And they did a good job. If you kind of try to take a peek at it from both ends.
But going, before we dive into Goldberg and coming back and everything like that, first, there's Mike.
Yes, yes, it is I.
Secondly, WWE 2K, the video games, have sort of been a bridge to bring certain people back into the fold. Or even for the first time into the fold, you look at Sting and you look at the Ultimate Warrior as clear examples of that. they were first involved in the game, and then bam, they were on WWE television. So Mike is now trying to stream video on his Skype.
Yeah, why is he streaming video on his Skype?
I don't even think he realizes he started a video on his Skype.
I bet you that Mike doesn't realize he's sitting right there and we can actually see him. Hi, Mike. Yes, we can see you on the Skype video. Smile. Oh, he shut it off, you bastard.
I'm not smiling.
Is that why you shut it off? Is because you weren't going to smile?
Exactly.
You pussy.
Yeah, it's Mr. Pussy to you.
Hey, pulping ain't easy. Get on. You got that one, didn't you, Mike?
Sad, but yes, I did.
Okay, that's all that matters. So, Doc and Goldberg returning to Raw. It's likely to happen at Survivor Series. Mike, how do you feel about Goldberg being on your TV screen tomorrow night on WWE's Raw?
Considering the fact that he's recuperating from a quote-unquote injury that he had to his leg, we'll see how this goes.
Well, supposedly the match is already booked, so who knows if that's a genuine one or not.
Mm. Yeah. When was this supposed injury alleged to have taken place?
I think it was when he was... crap, let me... Google, help me out.
Google is your friend.
My best friend.
And Buren hates his Uncle Rollo. People are wondering, what the hell is Tim talking about?
Well, that just means it's Sunday night, Tim.
Exactly. I mean, or any other time of the week that, you know, I'm talking about shit. Nobody understands me. See, we're just trying to fill time and kill time while Mike Googles.
There we go. Let me see if I'm... Bill Goldberg undergoing knee surgery. Because he was supposed to promote 2K17 the weekend of August the 21st, 2016. But it also... He had a double knee surgery 6 weeks ago. So we'll see how it goes. And
Hold on. Mm-hmm. So you're saying he didn't promote the video game SummerSlam weekend?
I don't know. All I know is that he was supposed to promote, and then he had a knee surgery, and then, yeah.
Okay, so he promoted that weekend. He also then went to film a movie, so I don't think he's had knee surgery in the last 6 weeks.
Listen, not recent 6 weeks. Well, listen, all I know is that Goldberg back in on TV, I don't know if I'm ready for that. I mean, if he, an indie show, he couldn't even lift somebody up to do a jackhammer. That's bad. And that's your finisher-ish. Well,
you know, the guy that he lifts up is supposed to, like, help him, but not...
Yeah, last I checked, that was Scott Steiner, and he couldn't get him up anyway.
But it's Scott Steiner.
Scott Steiner known the potato once in a while. So,
bingo.
Yeah. Omega, is this going to help boost the ratings a bit?
No.
Not at all, huh?
You will see a slight jump, but there's nothing that's actually going to be lasting about it.
Yeah, here's the question. When is the exact statement going to be where he appears?
I'd assume top of second hour.
Top of second hour? Not bottom second hour or top third hour?
Maybe top third hour.
I would be thinking top of the third hour just to get that rating spike that counts for the third hour, because it seems like people tune out in the second hour and the ratings drop for the final hour. So that's my guess, estimated, educated. So, but yeah, is it a surprise that it's Goldberg Brock Lesnar and it's the air quotes rematch?
No.
12 years in the making. Has it been 12 years?
Mm-hmm.
WrestleMania 20?
That would be 12 years.
Yeah, it would be.
And a half. Okay, don't forget that half. There's a lot of experience in that half. Don't know what I'm talking about? Watch the movie Young Guns 2.
Bingo.
There you go. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Who else could Goldberg have fought?
Honestly, it makes sense. It's Goldberg and Brock.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
I mean, you could make a case for Cena, but that's about it.
Yeah, well, that's the only other name I could think of. But, you know, like, here's the thing. 12 years ago, Goldberg was given the win, but the true winner was Stone Cold Steve Austin with the double stunner to make the fans happy at the end of that match.
Yeah, because no one was happy during that match.
No. Well, it got out before the match itself that both guys, this was their last match in WWE at that point in time, and they were both leaving. So, yeah, well, screw both of you guys. I don't care. I'm going to boo you both. Yeah, and the biggest pop of that of that part of the night went to Steve Austin. This time round, what's different?
People, well, number one, you've got Goldberg, who is going to get, you know, a tremendous amount of nostalgia boost.
Mm-hmm.
His attention. And then you have a very differently booked Lesnar, who is much more about just being completely indomitable. Like, he was always billed as this monster in WWE, but not to the extent he is now.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. Back then, he was seen as just a really tough SOB, but he could be had.
Yeah.
Upon his return, not so much.
Yeah, like, that was like, that was post Eddie at Mania.
Yeah.
Well,
so 50-50 split. Let's go Goldberg. Let's go Lesnar.
Yeah. They both no-sell, so what's the point?
Well, Lesnar no-sells because it's in character. Goldberg no-sells because he doesn't know how to sell.
That's because he got trained in the power plant.
Greatest graduate true. From the power plant. That's not saying much.
Not a fuck of a lot. I mean, that's the only homegrown talent. Successful homegrown talent WCW ever produced. When you stop and you think about it.
Oh, come on. You didn't like the Renegade.
Nope. Like, you know, most of the WCW talent that was, successful, came out of WWE. And before that, the indie circuit.
Mm. Yeah, it's all people we bought from somebody else.
So, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, no, this time around, I admit it. I'm looking forward to, tuning in tomorrow night and, seeing what Goldberg has to say. And who tries to attack him tomorrow night? Who's first in the, who's next? In other words, who's first next?
who goes out there to make a name for themselves?
Yeah, they're,
got who?
Fandango.
Not on Raw.
Here's my thing. Here's what's going to happen. Goldberg makes his appearance, and then next thing you know, somebody small is going to be like, you've been here for 12 years, blah, 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 blah. Next thing you know, it's like, so what you're saying is, you're next, and boom.
This is where, like, pre-Rhino Heath Slater would be perfect.
If they were on Raw. Who's Raw's biggest jobber right now?
It'd probably be Curtis Axel, except right now they're doing something with Bo, which is strange, but... it's a thing, so
well,
apparently we're working up to something with him, so I don't think you kill that momentum by literally having Goldberg kill him.
Well, let me throw this at you, and remember, I'm coming at you from WWE booking, okay? Bo comes out to confront Goldberg. Bo's first next. And then Curtis Axel comes out to defend his buddy Bo. He's second next.
Second next.
Ta-da! Right? Does it make sense when you're trying to get some kind of a thing going with Bo and Curtis Axel? No. Does it make sense from the WWE booking point of view? That's the question you guys need to answer right now.
Actually, let me take a look at the Raw roster. There's got to be a better choice than this.
Oh, shit. Rock, are you hanging around anyplace? Because I'm curious as to whether or not you've got any thoughts on this one. But he's not hanging around anyplace. He's probably gone to the kitchen.
Jeez. You know.
Having a hard time, right?
No, there was a thought in my head of, like, wouldn't it be perfect if it was, like, this is why Strowman had a winning streak?
Oh, shit. Braun Strowman as the warm-up?
It's like, yeah, you went undefeated, like, 14 years ago.
Oh, crap.
I'm undefeated now. Boom.
No, I hate this. Now you just made me smile. But, of course, I don't see them actually winding up in an actual match tomorrow night, just the confrontation with Goldberg coming out on top, and then they book a match between Goldberg and Braun Strowman like next week, which gives Goldberg a chance to, you know, warm up and get some of the rust off. What do you think?
For right now, I don't think Goldberg is really announced for matches other than Lesnar, and even that's technically not announced yet.
Technically, no, it's not officially announced until tomorrow. And we all know that is exactly what's going to go down. But
like, how that would play so well into the storyline. Like, Braun, like, middle of that promo, you just hear Braun screaming as he enters. You know, this is the challenge I wanted. This is the competition I wanted. You know, let's see you stay undefeated now, Spear.
you know, I hate you. Sometimes I hate you, but not in a bad way, because what you just pointed out is so obvious. I missed it. I actually missed this. And that is not something that I can be accused of doing on a regular basis when it comes to this shit. Cause normally I see all the different perspectives and I can see which avenue might go which way. You know, not to pick out this is what they're going to do, but this is what could happen if they go all these different ways. And if they go that way, this way, this way, I missed it. And now I want to see this tomorrow night, Omega. Damn it. That's not fair. Cause you know, if it doesn't happen tomorrow night, I'm going to be completely pissed, but it won't be WWE's fault.
Yeah. You'll be pissed off at me because I got your hopes up.
Well, no, I wouldn't be pissed off at you. I'd be pissed off because you made me want it, which is a very fine line between being pissed off at you and being pissed off at circumstances, but still, I inadvertently choked because, God damn it, I want to see this.
I'll take pride in actually creating a scenario where you'd want to see Braun Strowman.
Damn. Yeah, that's pretty much just about the only scenario that I would care about with Braun Strowman, because every time he's come on to the TV, oh, look, I got to go do dishes or something. Braun Strowman has not been enthralling, thrilling, exciting, watchable since the draft and the breakup of the Wyatt family, as far as I'm concerned. So, but damn, wouldn't that be something?
What?
If that's the case, then he's gonna wind up leading or being somewhere in the second hour, I think, if that's the case.
You see, what I've done is put a scenario in your mind that brings you right back to agreeing where I would put him on the card.
Only because of what you proposed. If you hadn't have brought that up, I'd have stuck with my third hour, top of the third, for obvious reasons. But now, it makes sense to put him on the second hour. And screw the ratings in the third hour. Come on, listen.
Oh, they're already screwed in the third hour. Who cares?
Yeah, well, they're going up against Monday Night Football tomorrow night, but they're not going up against any more debates or any political bullshit, are they?
Nope.
Because let's face it, this year especially, politics is bullshit. So, but yeah, interesting as all hell. Shit, now I want to see it. But, yeah, you know, talking about pay-per-views, check it out. SmackDown lays out Survivor Series challenges for Raw, and it looks like they're returning to tradition. We got 5-on-5, men versus men, 5-on-5, women versus women, and then 5 teams versus 5 teams. Who's gonna survive?
God, half the roster's in the tag match.
The roster on SmackDown, a little bit thinner than the roster on Raw.
To be fair, they got one less hour of TV to fill.
Yeah.
Like, the point of a brand split is to actually get people exposure and actually give them TV time. You really wouldn't want too many people on one roster.
This is true. And, of course, SmackDown's pay-per-views are a little bit closer to normal length, 2.5 hours, or 2 hours, 45 minutes. Whereas Raw, with their 3 hours and their...
Just take however long you want.
Yeah, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, well, you're done when you're done. You're on the network, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all fine and dandy. But if you look at the 5 men versus the 5 men, which 5 guys... are you picking from Raw?
This depends on how they actually book Survivor Series. Because in the past, when we've gotten these matches, it's been an undercard.
Yeah.
It's been mostly some way of just getting guys onto a pay-per-view. You know, you don't have, like, it's not like the old days where the Survivor Series match itself is the huge deal.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have, like these days, you know, it would be like a Team Owens versus Team Rollins.
Yeah.
You don't really get that now.
No, you got Team SmackDown versus Team Raw.
Yeah, and then if the champions, you know, champions and top contender guys are going to be at the main event spot instead of, you know, the Survivor Series matches.
Yeah, yeah, the blue shirts versus the red shirts. Which sounds
we know you can't remember who's who, so like here's color coding.
Yep. So.
And then it gets down to 1-on-1, and then someone in a yellow shirt comes in, rocks both of them.
NXT, what are you doing here? Well, it'd be kind of funny. When was the last time we saw Big Show on TV?
Been a while.
And we're expecting him to announce his retirement in the next year. Now, is that going to happen before WrestleMania so he gets inducted into the Hall of Fame this year?
I'm not necessarily sure.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that that'll happen until, like, you know, next year in 2018. Know
yeah,
what I mean, right?
I would think that's when you hold off on.
Yeah.
You know, because this isn't like an Edge situation where, oh, he was forced to retire in his prime type thing.
Yeah, so Big Show's last appearance could be either WrestleMania 2017 or SmackDown 2017. And then, you know, the time goes by. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, his last appearance is going to be, you know, the show after WrestleMania.
Okay. The show that he shows on after WrestleMania. Not necessarily the next pay-per-view.
Yeah, because frankly, I'll admit, I've seen so little of the Big Show on TV, I've completely forgotten what brand he's on.
There you go. He's on Raw. So that said, is he one of the Raw five?
You know, it's the type of match you would put him in.
Yeah.
Because it's the same way as the Royal Rumble, where every year it's like, well, who's actually going to be able to take him out?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen his track record?
Not exactly.
A lot of people.
So are we in consensus? Are we in agreement, you and me, Omega, that we'll see Show on
TV?
Yeah,
I think he's a fair bet.
Yeah, what about you, Mike?
Big Show. The Big Show, he's got that ironclad contract. He could be fucking anywhere, honestly. If knowing them, they'll probably do the direction of, I don't care, you can be on either show, you just cut promos, don't have shit, don't be wrestling.
Well, I can understand what you're saying, but I don't think the ironclad contract thing is a thing anymore.
That hasn't been a thing.
I know, but you get the picture. Pretty much, he'll go to Raw. He'll go to Raw, and he'll finish on Raw, because that's where he started.
Okay.
That's where he'll finish.
Mark Henry is also a member of Raw. Is he on this team?
No.
You
don't absolutely think? Not. Well,
putting Mark Henry on this team, would that make it an undercard match?
It's already going to be an undercard match because you're going to have championship matches besides this.
Well, you know what I mean. Relegated to the pre-show.
Oh, pre-show? No.
Yeah, because in the past, it has been relegated to pre-shows.
They've already made a big deal out of it.
Are they going to open it with this match?
No. No, absolutely not.
I would say the open would probably be the tag match, if anything.
Okay, I can go with that. So we've got Big Show, but we now have to think about four other guys from Raw and then five guys from SmackDown. Are you putting Braun Strowman?
Yeah, right.
Think about it.
You know what? Just for that. Oh. Yeah, he is huge. So if they're doing that Big Show knockout thingy tour, you know, Big Show, big strong guy, people thingies. Braun Strowman, you've got, who else the fuck you got? That's it, just Braun Strowman on Raw, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm just trying to figure out, what brand is Luke on? Really?
Luke is on SmackDown.
Yeah.
So then it would be Kane, Mark Henry, Braun Strowman, Luke Harper, and somebody else.
And this is after you said no Mark Henry.
Well, I really got to think about it, because he's like one of the big guys there, too, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, Omega, do you see it that way? Do you see Raw putting their biggest guys out there?
Not really, because if you're going to make a big deal about this, that's going to be a really boring team to watch if it's just all the big guys.
Yeah. So you're guaranteed two big guys, but the other three are skill buggers. You figure?
Probably.
Now, but which three would that be? Seth Rollins?
See, again, it's hard because we're still a pay-per-view away.
Yeah, we're 2 months away from this, so it's...
Yeah, we don't even know what the title picture is going to be right now to speculate who's going to be in and out of that match.
Yeah, so what I'm thinking is maybe we should revisit this closer to Survivor Series, and let's see if we can actually pick our own teams. We'll do the five men versus five men. We'll do, you know, SmackDown versus Raw. We'll pick the women, and then we'll discuss the five teams versus the five teams, and worry about the championships when we get closer again to the pay-per-view. What do you think?
It's an idea.
Now, that said, Are you happy that they're making the original idea for Survivor Series more prominent, bringing it back?
I do.
Yeah.
I've been upset in the past because like this is supposed to be one of your big four pay-per-views. This is supposed to be one of your classic style of, you know, matchups, and a lot of years you don't even announce who's in it.
Yeah. Well, wasn't all that long ago they were talking about, you know, getting rid of Survivor Series and replacing it with something else. That wasn't too far in the past. I guess too much fan outcry once everybody found out about it changed Vince's mind, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, Survivor Series is Survivor.
Well, what changed it was them going to an all gimmicky pay-per-view format.
Yeah, okay, that'll work. But with all of that said, why don't we take our first break of the evening? It's been 45 minutes straight here. Everybody, if you would, make sure that you stick around, because we're going to come back and do some more, you know, wrestling talk and stuff like that. We get some breaking news, I guess you could call it. Really interesting breaking news, and it's going to make you scratch your head. That said, you're listening to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll be back in just a few.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa, I mean, it's amazing.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
The following has been paid for by the campaign to elect Rob Parks.
Have we even checked the birth certificates of these two people? How are we sure that they are truly American? What kind of name is Subway anyway? Where is his birth certificate? I want to see proof. Lone Jobber, that doesn't sound American either.
Vote Rob Parks in the CB Radio Party election this November.
The Rack Extra gets a little Bella in the form of total Bellas.
It's not about you.
Technically, it's all about me.
Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
My husband doesn't know what a quickie is.
Ew. Let's see how sensitive he is.
My husband can't have, like, 2 minutes to 5 minutes of sex because he needs to start out with making out and touching.
Whatever,
that's
fine.
Like,
no, it's not
all the time. All the time. Which I love, but sometimes I'm like, no, a quickie, like, come on.
Why don't you just say, hey, dude. Penis.
No, I'll just be like, well, I can give, I guess for guys you call it a hand job.
Yeah, so why not?
No, I do. I have them do it all the time.
Yeah, it's so not great. Sex. That's fantastic.
Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at WildTuckRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
My mother is getting more than me. It doesn't take them an hour to get off, I will tell you that.
People power!
No animals were harmed in the documentation of this invasion? Oh my
Jesus.
What? No.
He didn't tell me animals were involved. Why are animals involved?
The Great War is upon us.
This is how every zombie movie begins.
WTR Riffs presents Delete or Decay.
Like, seriously, if three juggalos rocked up to my house and eyed my kid, I would not resort to a Roman candle.
It's Sarsgaard!
God.
Dilapidated boat! Dilapidated boat!
He killed Joseph Park, you bastard!
Available now at wildtalkradio.com.
No animals were physically harmed. Emotionally, though, they're forever scarred.
They've been scarred for life.
The following has been paid for by the campaign to elect Lone Jobber.
Shalom, shalom! The holiday season is quickly approaching, and with that comes special videos. Who again makes these special videos for One and For All? That would be only Mr. Holiday himself, Lone Jobber. They don't take the extra time to share with the good times with all of you. Recently, LJ has celebrated Yom Kippur, the Sabbath of Sabbaths. What was shocking about that, however, was that how one of these hosts didn't realize that one of their other people on this network was Jewish. How could they not know such a huge part of the conversation was mind-boggling. But if these other lesser hosts don't care enough to remember simple facts like these about their co-hosts, do you really think they care about you? Lone Jobber does, and that's why he's asking for your support and your vote to become El Presidente of the CB Radio Party. I wonder if he thinks Tim's actually Jewish.
Vote Lone Jobber in the CB Radio Party election this November.
Big
Spot!
You think you can tell us what to do?
Yeah.
You think you can tell us what to win?
Yeah.
You think you better?
Yeah.
Well, you better get ready to bow to the master.
Hey, everybody, this is X Spot with D-Generation X, and you're listening to the Wild Talk Radio Network. I've got two words for you. Suck it!
Putting four miles to a stop, beat my mind. I keep it rocking that bottom line. Suck it, two tears in the bucket.
Welcome back to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're also live on the TuneIn app. It's free. All you got to do is download it to your mobile device, search for Wild Talk Radio Network, and you can listen to us on the go wherever you may be. Just that simple. Cool. Coming back from break with Paige's music. There's a reason or two for that. We'll get to news about Paige. Like that we had in the write-up in a second, but apparently, our producer, Sir Rockin, has breaking news. This is kind of huge. Rock, take it away. Rock.
Thrilling. Thank you, Rock.
Rock, take it away. Rock.
He's gone.
Where the hell are you?
Wait, I didn't know I was supposed to be talking this segment, but...
Breaking news about Paige.
Oh, she's engaged to be married. That's the breaking news to Del Rio.
Yeah, okay. Follow that up with actual the circumstances and shit.
You can do that, Tim. You have all the information.
Well, you know, it's not in front of me right now, and you know more about this than I do. She proposed in the ring.
Right.
She proposed to Del Rio in the ring.
Yeah, she was at the WWC something or other in Mexico, Puerto Rico, somewhere. I think it was in Puerto Rico. That's where it was. And she got in the middle of the ring and proposed to him. Got down on her knees right in front of him and proposed.
Oh, I wish you had rephrased that.
No, I phrased it the right way, Tim.
Points for Rock.
Points for Rock. How much trouble is she going to get into for appearing at another promotion while under WWE contract?
I guess we get to find out.
I wish you well in your future endeavors.
That could be coming sooner than some people think.
It'd be worse because it'd be breach of contract. Like, we're not talking, oh, we're going to fire you. No, we're talking, we're going to sue your ass.
Damn. She's worse than hot water. She's in hot oil. Seriously. The news coming out of WWE this past week, Paige has been suspended now for 60 days for violating the wellness policy. Now, she's claiming she had a prescription from her doctor, and WWE never, ever rebuts anything their wrestlers say that they use as excuses or whatever. Except for this time. WWE claims that she failed the wellness policy for testing positive for an illegal substance. I can't remember the exact quote, but that's not good.
No, it's not.
In fact, that's bad. Of course, her first suspension, the 30-day suspension, apparently was levied, according to Paige, because she missed her wellness testing the first time around by like an hour or whatever. And that's why she was initially suspended for 30 days. But apparently she needs neck surgery, and she's supposed to get it this coming week, and will wind up being out for 6 months. Then she shows up in the ring in another promotion. Never mind that it's a wedding proposal and shit like that. We are going to, Mike, you said it earlier, good luck in your future endeavors. We're going to hear that this week, do you think?
Very suspicious.
Yeah, it is very much like I posed it to Rock before. It genuinely feels like Paige is trying to save face, but it feels like she's failing wellness policies on purpose at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you really were like that, you know, upset, or if you really did realize you got busted and didn't want to be the first time, why would you put yourself in a situation where you could be busted a second time?
I think she's pretty much fed up, and she's taking this, she's not taking the CM Punk route, but she's looking to have the same end result.
Now, the CM Punk route is, how many times can I say fuck you before they fire me?
Well, again, it's CM Punk, so it was a lot of times.
A lot of times, yeah.
And boy, we enjoyed UFC. I had to throw that in there just to get you.
Dana, I'll pay for your pay-per-view if you haven't fight again.
Yep. So, but geez, you know, should she be let go for doing all of this stuff? I mean, like, I'm looking at it, and this is just, you know, conduct unbecoming. It's very unprofessional, very amateurish. You know, this is what she's doing is bush league.
Honestly, no.
No?
You don't. You know, like, for breach of contract, I might bring up to a legal matter, but as long as, you know, for all outer appearances, she's doing a lot of this on purpose.
Yeah.
If she knows if she's on a wellness suspension and she continues to take something that gets her caught by the policy, she's not exactly a repentant. Let's put it that way. And she knows she's not supposed to appear, you know, at another event for another promotion, and indie or not, and there she is in the ring.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that. And she knows you can't do that.
Well, you know, you can go to an indie promotion to watch the show.
Yeah, you can watch it. You can visit backstage and all that. But that's an appearance in the ring.
Which is, I'm sure, the wording in the contracts that the majority of wrestlers sign with WWE is specific enough to forbid appearing in ring for any other promotion. As a matter of fact, like I said, you know, they can go to indie events, they can hang out in the back and watch the shows from the gorilla position or whatever. If they have monitors, fine, watch them on the monitors. You can't be out where the public is, where the crowd is. You cannot let the crowd see you at any time while the event itself is taking place. If you're, if you're spotted walking away from it at the end of the night, or whatever, that's perfectly fine and dandy. That's not the thing, right? I mean, Kevin Owens, for those of you who don't know who Kevin Steen is, name dropper, he actually showed up at a Canadian All-Pro event, and he actually asked me if he could wrestle that night, and I said no.
You're just bragging.
Yeah, I actually turned him down.
No, we don't need you tonight.
Well, no, it wasn't that. It was a case of I couldn't afford him. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
But Paige is not a stupid woman. Like, she knows what's in her contract. She knows exactly what she's doing. And if it's that apparent she knows what she's doing, she wants out of her contract. She wants to be fired.
Yeah.
You know, and I wouldn't give it to her. I would not give her the satisfaction. I would do whatever I can. Do the Mysterio bullshit of freeze her contract. Pull it out as long as legally possible.
Well, yeah. They froze Daniel Bryan's contract so he wouldn't bugger off and wrestle for another promotion after his neck injury. And they came to some kind of an arrangement with him where he's, you know, on screen. Well,
arrangement as in he's still under contract, come show up.
Yeah.
Because some people actually follow their contracts.
And honor them. And yeah, Daniel wants to wrestle again. That's no secret to anybody, who knows anything about the business. But, you know, good on him for being at least smart enough or at least getting good advice from maybe his family and friends, you know, saying, hey, look, Daniel, maybe I know you want to wrestle again, but maybe it's not a good idea with everything that happened to you. Maybe you shouldn't do it. Paige's mother and father on Facebook are posting in Paige's defense. That's okay. Naturally, you know, you're going to stick up for your offspring. It's understandable, but they have, made a few remarks that would cause you to raise an eyebrow on their Facebook page. Is Paige getting bad advice from people, or is she just like doing her own thing and, you know, to hell with you, I'll do what I want. Damn the consequences.
Honestly, right now, I think she's just doing whatever.
Okay.
Like when I say she's taken out of the CM Punk playbook,
no.
I do mean that fairly literally. She really wants to pull the same kind of stunt he did, or the same thing that AJ Lee did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think WWE is going to allow for something like that to happen a second time.
Only time will tell. We'll see. I can't say anything about it right now because I don't know. Time will tell, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Well, interesting. Definitely curious. There are ways to handle situations, good ways and bad ways. And I think she's doing it a bad way, tell you the truth. I definitely would not be one to recommend anybody do something like this. I mean,
no. It's entirely unprofessional is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, like Brock Lesnar in WWE had a falling out. He walked away and he didn't pursue any other wrestling anywhere for the longest.
No, but he did sue WWE, say their contract is keeping me from earning a living.
Yeah. So that's the other thing. Would she have a right for a countersuit if WWE wants to get all sticky about it? I think that's a valid question.
I was waiting for Mike to answer. He went away. Shit.
Yeah, Mike will be right back.
Okay, throw this to me again.
So go ahead, Omega.
I may not have been listening. Please say it again.
There you go. WWE makes a stink about Paige showing up in another promotion's ring. Based on history, does she have any kind of grounds for a countersuit? She's been suspended for 30 days. Now 60 days. They're going to freeze her contract instead of letting her go. When you're in the middle of a contract, you got a couple years left, no compete clause. How long is a no compete clause for? Right?
Yeah, it depends on who it is. Typically, it's a 6-month plus whatever time was left on your contract.
Yeah. So she has to wait till the contract runs out if she's released, and then anywhere from 90 days to 6 months before she can wrestle again because of that deal that she made with WWE. So, based on history,
I don't think she has anything she could fight back with unless she can find proof of WWE refusing to pay for her operation.
Yeah.
And even that would be technically inconsequential to what's actually going on with her in WWE right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a side effect of it more than anything.
Kind of like a footnote, pretty much, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, anyway, Paige, get your shit together. That's all I can say, really.
She will about 2020.
2020. Well, you know what they say. Hindsight is 2020.
Oh.
Maybe, no, correct that. 2022, because then she'll be 30.
Okay, there you go.
She'll learn when she's 30.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Anyway, we mentioned it at the top of the show. TNA is facing a lawsuit from Billy Corgan. He's filed a suit against TNA, Dixie Carter, Dixie's husband, and the chief financial officer. On top of this, TNA is being sued by a former production company for a grand total of $233,000. TNA also has tax liens on them from the state of Tennessee. This is worse than a death knell for the company, isn't it?
This is disastrous. Like, you're even, like, underplaying how bad it is because, like, you two lawsuits plus, you know, the state of Tennessee going after them.
Mm-hmm.
God, there's, there's also the money they owe Aerolux still.
Mm-hmm.
They owe out $3.4 million to a variety of creditors, including Aerolux and other productions.
Well, that's the figure we know about based on, like, all documents that have been filed so far. We don't know how much she's borrowed from Corgan.
Yeah, sans Corgan money, yeah. It's 3.4 besides that.
So this could end up being an enormous amount of money.
$3 million is right on its own is an enormous amount of money.
Well, yeah. Yeah, well, especially when you're talking a business like TNA, and God, how long has it been if they have ever drawn any money?
When was the last time they had a revenue stream to draw money?
Genuinely don't know.
Lindsay was in Utah.
And that was a couple of years back.
God, more than a couple. Jeez.
It's been over 2 years since she's been in Georgia, yeah.
Yep.
So it's one of those things, because back in, right after that Bound for Glory they did in Utah, they really haven't done any sort of live touring. Yes, they've done a TV taping here in somewhere in Pennsylvania. They've done it in New York, but not really making much off of that.
Yeah. Well, Borash was on the Taz show, and he had a big whole thing to say. And this is basically, this is a direct quote. This is what he said on the Taz show. Well, again, and this is just, you talk about wide view looking down this, whatever came out yesterday. In the last 7 days, in the last week and a half, in the last month and a half, we're getting sold. Or the tape library is going to WWE, da-da-da-da-da. Lucha Underground is buying us. And how many of those things that you've read about have turned out to be true? We're still here. We're still producing a show. And as of last week, my checks have never been missed. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things where, all right, there's another thing that's out. Is it all factual? Is it all speculation? I can tell you that there have been huge things that have been reported in the last 2 weeks, completely fabricated by somebody. And when you have those things out there, it really takes away from the narrative, which is the boys, which is the product, which is the storylines, the television show. You know, there is no other business in the world, I can tell you, I know firsthand, you go out into the real world, there's no other business where you have to go to work and fear that every detail of what we are up to is going to be online, criticized, read. It's messed up. It's just the passion that the fans have, and it's the reality of the situation. Once again, that was Jeremy Borash on the Taz show. Now, I just want to start by pointing to one thing he said. His paychecks have never been bounced. His checks have never bounced. He's never missed a payday. How many times have we heard wrestlers' pay got deferred or got missed or a check bounced.
Oh, planning. That's been a recurring narrative for TNA.
And there is no way that all of that is a complete fabrication. Somebody's made it up. Yeah, it's been put out there by the wrestler who got stiffed. And there have been several wrestlers who got stiffed by TNA. So good for you, Borash. You're getting paid. What about the guys that aren't? The ones that you talk about that are going out there all the time.
Yeah, the ones that are we're so distracted from. The ones you want us to pay attention to, because I'm more concerned with their futures. I give a shit about TNA's future. I'm concerned about the talent that got roped in by Dixie Carter's bad promises.
Yeah, exactly. And bad management. Extremely bad management, actually. So, but geez, there's reality, there's truth, there's speculation, and there's outright fabrication, and every promotion suffers from some of it. And sure, some of the shit out there about TNA is made up by somebody who's just trying to get clicks on his website. I'll be more than happy to admit that that happens. It happens with WWE. It happens with Lucha Underground. Hell, it happens with WWC. It happens with Ring of Honor. In other words, it happens with every promotion that gets any kind of coverage. Somebody is going to think something up to try to get people to click something on their website.
Here's the thing. Billy Corgan went out on radio right before Bound for Glory.
Yep.
And he's laid out, like, most of the things that are out on the internet about TNA's financial troubles. He's talked about them. He's backed up all the reports. So it's like, he's confirmed just about everything that's out there.
Yeah, everything that's out there that is involving him. He was promised a bigger, more prominent role in TNA in return for his investment than he wound up getting. What's the likelihood that this lawsuit goes forward and Billy Corgan is actually awarded TNA as settlement?
Here's the thing. The way that Billy loaned Dixie the money in the first place was a special case where you are basically legally paying into the company that you intend to purchase.
Yep.
You know, it is money toward, you know, showing your interest to actually obtain the thing that you are loaning toward.
Mm-hmm.
Like, legally, that's the word of the document. So when Billy is loaning her all of this money to keep the TV tapings going, to get a larger role on TNA, this is him going, I want your company, and you need, you know, and I, you know, like, I'm here to finance the thing that I want to own. You know, I'm this is me basically taking over for you. So when she goes off and finds someone else dumb enough to loan her money, which I don't know how she did, but she did. Because she went to one of the child companies of a company that she also owes money to. That'd be the Fight Network.
Yep. No, you're talking about the Canadian TV station.
Yep.
Yep.
So when she does that, that is a potential breach of that agreement.
Yep.
And that's grounds for lawsuit. So yeah, Billy right now is in a position where he can very easily go to court over this and either get all of his money back, which Dixie doesn't have, or just get the company outright.
Here's the situation. You're Billy Corgan. You've made millions upon millions, and you're still getting paid millions in residuals from all of your music that you've produced and played and performed and recorded as the leader of the Smashing Pumpkins. So you're not hurting for any money at all whatsoever. But, and it has been now a documented fact for 2 years, 3 years, that you're an absolutely huge wrestling fan, to the point where you started up an indie federation that was extremely successful. And then TNA comes knocking and says, hey, you want to get involved? And he says, yeah, why not? Let's talk. So he's now involved with TNA. Again, he's a huge supporter of the industry.
Goes way back beyond that. He was trying to help fund ECW years and years ago.
Yeah,
they were headed out of business.
Okay, so even that's not as well known as all of this shit going down, but yeah, that's true as well. The point is, you're Billy Corgan. You've got all of this money. Your great grandchildren aren't going to be able to spend it all.
He's creating a new album to make even more money.
You can be awarded TNA as a settlement. Would you say, sure, I want TNA for my settlement? Never mind how much debt the company's in. Are you going to take that on?
I want it.
As Billy Corgan?
I want it. Why would you want someone else's debt?
Here's the thing. What part of this lawsuit where the settlement goes in Billy Corgan's favor and he's awarded TNA, what part of that settlement says something about the debt of the company? What do?
You don't take the company. You don't acquire someone else's debt. It's not good business.
That's not what I said. I said part of the deal is the debt gets wiped or it does not come with the company.
How? How doesn't it come with the company?
The debt remains with the current ownership. Situations like that have and do occur, where you can be given the property without all of the red tape, or it's pennies on the dollar. What do you do? I'll tell you exactly what you do. Fine, I'll take TNA, but here's the thing. TNA is officially bankrupt. Oh, bankruptcy protection, boom. What's next? Huh? You rebrand it. You kill the letters TNA. You rebrand it, you rename it.
See, here's the thing about that. That's very tricky. I know you want to rebrand it, and that's his whole plan. But they've already changed the company's name to try to get away from these tax liens, and they're unable to do it. Mm-hmm. So whatever they do, it's still going to follow him, even if he becomes the owner.
Again, there are situations and circumstances where he can have the company, the title, and not be saddled with the current company's debt load, right? If that's the case, take it, take all the assets, take everything that you're legally allowed to take, but don't take the name. You finally get a chance to put your own name on the company. If Billy Corgan is the final say in this wrestling promotion, whatever it winds up getting named, will his star power be enough to get this wrestling company on TV someplace, even if it's syndication?
That really depends on how much of what TNA has now carries over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you can keep a hold of, you know, the TV contracts to different countries, if you can keep a hold of the talent roster and a few key backstage people.
Yep.
But you have to show that you've flushed out the bad management, you've flushed out the bad writers, you've flushed out all the things that caused this to go belly up in the first place.
Mm-hmm. And you put a great big sign on the front door under new ownership.
Yeah. You have to make it clear that this is not the previous product. This is not Impact. This is not TNA. This has no bearing on what that show was anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're basically taking the framework of what this used to be, and we've built an entirely new vehicle for you to drive.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only thing that he'd be able to do with all of this. But yeah, if it's coming with a debt load, I'd say no thanks. I don't want it. Absolutely, because by winning, you lose.
You totally lose.
Yeah. The bigger worry is the tax lien.
And that will always follow.
Yep.
Now, a little side note on the TNA thing, their whole show might have not even aired on Thursday.
Yeah.
Because of copyrighted music.
Oh, do dish.
So, hours before the show, they were notified of some sort of copyright with the music that would air on the show for a couple of wrestlers, and they had to remove the music from the show, or the show won an air. So you had the Miracle Mike Bennett have the start of it, and then the music, when it actually kicks into the actual music, it's just crowd noise. Same for DJ Zima Allen. His music didn't play, they piped in crowd noise, because they were unable to air that music on TV.
Interesting, eh?
Like, you can't say that's a production screw-up, because people in the building who heard it said the music played, they're live.
Yeah.
So something happened, but you know, everything's peachy keen in the world of TNA.
Which is amazing to me, because as far as I knew, those themes were made in-house by the same guy who always makes it.
Except if... No, they're not. Here's the thing. Now remember, they've hired out a new person, and the new person worked for Billy Corgan. He's helping the music now on the show.
Well, see, that makes total sense, honestly.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, you want to get rid of current ownership, but at the same time, you don't want to shoot anybody in the foot, including yourself.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's that. So going back to the early breaking news from the beginning of the segment, I have an update.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We have audio.
Oh, okay.
If the audio would play, so hold on one second.
Oh, sure.
Let's make this
production values tonight provided by Impact Wrestling.
No, it's called waiting for the ad to disappear. And then
there's something else that TNA wishes they had right now.
Exactly. They want to add money. Here you go.
Did you see it coming, Fish? Did you see that coming?
I don't think he saw it coming. It was me proposing.
How do you feel right now?
Good. He didn't say no in front of everyone. He says no.
Okay, you like, go. What is Poetic Justice right in the middle of the ring?
Yeah, we're supposed to be, right? We're a wrestling family couple, so yeah. The cheesier the better, right? In the middle of Puerto Rico.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Just in case he didn't believe us before.
Yep, there you go. There's the audio. Seeing the video of her crawling over to him on her knees, but...
Okay.
No, legit, that's how it happened. She was crawling on her knees right over to him and right at his... Anyway.
Like on all fours, hands and knees, right?
No,
right?
Just knees. Just on the knees. Just on the knees.
Prepping for honeymoon.
Ba-dum-bum. Wow. This is taking a turn really quickly. Speaking about taking turns, hey, Mickie James is returning to WWE.
We'll talk.
Is it trying to give you a whiplash? The hell is that?
Yeah, specifically NXT.
But, hey, Tim?
Yeah?
Do that after the break.
Talk about that after the break. Everybody listen to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We're taking a break. We'll be back, eh?
Following has been paid for by the campaign to elect Subway.
You don't want jobber people. The guy never comes on the show. He only does his little gaming show to hear himself talk. But trust me, he listens to his own segment. We know he listens to his own segment. He doesn't care about you like I do. Rob don't show up on time. He doesn't care. He doesn't think for you people. You heard him. He's got 6 days to forget about it. I haven't forgotten yet. Just remember, grab life by the pussy.
Vote Subway in CB Radio Party election this November.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin, as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
As president, if you could remove someone from this country, what one person would you remove?
Just one? Because I can think of a whole family. Kardashians I'd like to get rid of with a Kanye. Kanye West, because the world will be a better place.
See, one person I'd remove from the country, Justin Bieber. You know, he's just a real big burden on this country. He doesn't really bring any beneficial meaning to this country. I believe the country would be a lot better off. Just stand on the other side of the glass. Just look in from the outside.
Who would I remove? Oh, that's a really, really easy one. Tim Stein.
Zarmer?
Tim's Canadian. He's not from this country. He's not in the country.
Exactly, Teddy. I'm just running. I'm only just running. And I'm already getting results. Just think what will happen when the people vote me El Presidente.
The election continues on Saturday nights on CB Radio.
I don't care what y'all say.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Hardcore Country! Hey, hey, can't you see?
I'm a rockin' Southern girl, running wild and
our Sunday Night Russell Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Yeah, during the break, I saw the video, courtesy of who actually posted that?
I'm not sure.
You rock.
Yeah.
You posted, a link to the video on Twitter, and, I watched that, and, yeah, she was just, she crawled on her knees. She walked on her knees over to Del Rio, and, looks like we came extremely dangerously close to a couple of nip slips after she stood up. Just saying.
Just pointing those things out.
Yeah, well, I think they were pointing themselves out.
Remember, folks, he's not a dirty old man in training. He's just a dirty old, anyway.
I'm not training anymore.
Yeah.
It was an internship.
No, the intern, never mind. That's just something else, man. I'm telling you.
Anyway, welcome back to the show, everybody.
Welcome back. Welcome back! Where were we?
Mickey James is returning to NXT.
Hey, did you know that Mickey James is coming back to, the WWE family? She's gonna be, actually at a show in Toronto for NXT. Did you know that?
It's so random.
That she's doing a one-off or whatever?
Yeah, if it is a one-off.
Now, that's my question. Is it just a one-off? She's actually wrestling Asuka. I almost said Oksana, but that's a different sport and different person altogether. Yeah, she's wrestling Asuka at the NXT show in Toronto. What do you guys think? Is this just a out of nowhere, random, out of the blue one-off, or do you think she's going to be sticking around for a little while?
I would hope she could stick around. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the things NXT hasn't needed in a while was that little extra boost of star power to, you know, kind of buff up the talent down there. You know, and they were doing that as recently as Natalya.
Yep.
If you can even call it that, Zack Ryder.
Or Titus O'Neil.
Yeah, like I said, you know, Natalya and Zack Ryder.
Yeah, NXT is long past needing any kind of a rub from any name at all.
It is, which is a benefit to it. At the same time, though, right now, you know, thanks to the brand split, thanks to how many people got called up in one shot, they are kind of hurting for that extra boost.
Especially on the women's side. You have a lot of girls who are just not quite ready to be in the ring with Asuka on that sort of stage.
Yeah. You've got potential. You've got girls who, they need some more work, but they're getting there. But no one is on Asuka's level yet.
Right. Well, you have thinned out the roster, and you've even brought people up that shouldn't be on the main roster, in my opinion.
Right.
Yet.
You should have Carmella and Nia Jax should be the contenders for Asuka, but they've been called up to the main roster. So mm-hmm. Now you have to wait for...
I haven't heard her being called up floored me. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? No! She should not be up here.
Now you have people like Billie Kay and Peyton Royce and Liv Morgan trying to fill those spots, and they're not ready yet.
No. The only one that's close is Ember Moon.
But she
needs to be established.
She's new to the promotion. She needs to be established. And the Toronto show is not the show to rush the Asuka Ember Moon match. That's
right.
A WrestleMania weekend type match.
Yeah. That's who you build up to eventually take that belt off of her, because everyone, as I said, everyone else still needs time.
So they're in a situation where They need a bridge gap. They have a takeover special that they need to do in November. Those girls aren't ready. You don't want to waste the opportunity with Ember Moon. So, hey, Mickey.
You're so fine. You're so fine.
My head went there, but it's like, no, there's nowhere to go. That's a dead, and then I hear it in my ears. Oh, God.
See, I knew you went there in your head, so I had to go there in your ears.
And then you can finish and say, blow my mind, and you go back to the page thing, and anyway, moving on.
That wasn't, yeah.
It's not minds getting blown in that situation, Rock.
Thank you. I was trying to figure out how to phrase that without being too, yeah, anyway, never mind.
It's tying it all together, that's all. Anyway.
And I get in trouble. Jesus.
Yes, you do, Tim. But anyway, Mickey James coming back. Mike, thoughts?
He hasn't got any.
He's gone again. Okay. The one time he's back, he says he's back, and we go to him, and he's not there. All right. Fantastic. Moving on. Tim, are you
it's
excited?
Like doing a podcast with the Invisible Man. You just shoot to him, and it's like, who knows if he's actually there or not?
The Invisible Mike. Because he's not Magic Mike.
Anyway, this feels like Saturday. So, Tim, are you excited for Asuka versus Mickey James?
Well, it's all a matter of perspective. I wouldn't say that I'm throwing up in my pants over it, but I'm happy.
What?
Yeah, I thought that would make you say what? Watch the movie Rock of Ages.
No.
I want to keep my brain cells. So, yeah. Omega.
No, for that reference.
I have an election cycle doing enough damage to my brain. Thank you very much.
Help me.
Omega, are you excited?
I'm interested. I haven't seen Mickey in a ring for a while, so I want to see if she can go.
The last time I saw Mickey James, she was being thrown off a train platform. Never mind.
She's reincarnated.
She's been reincarnated.
This is why she's back in NXT. It's like, no. You're still breaking in the new body. You're the second Time Lord incarnation of you. Go down to the rookie level and we'll see how you do. Like, it's been that, God. I almost forgot about the train incident. There's something else for the self-destruction of TNA DVD set.
That we were putting together last night, yeah.
Actually, her getting thrown up into the train, that was funny.
That needs to be, Rock, that needs to be refined. We need to, like, cherry pick.
Instead of the 20 minutes I worked on it last night.
Yeah, I feel like that could be so much better. I feel like that could be so good.
We can make it probably a 3-minute thing. We'll have to work on that.
I don't know. I get nervous whenever I hear Omega laugh like that.
I sent the sample to you, didn't I, Tim?
No.
Yeah, I did. You should check your Skype. I sent it to you last night.
Oh, you did?
Yep. Anyway, moving on.
Maybe I didn't see it.
Anywho, it should be good. It will happen, the takeover before Survivor Series, so.
You know, like I said, you know, I'm happy, Mickey James is gonna be, wrestling again. I'm happy to see her in WWE. Yeah, sure, it's NXT. That doesn't mean what it used to mean. NXT has become, and this has been, a fact for a few years now, NXT is a legitimate brand in its own right, and, it's got its own, its own independent fan base.
You let the two of them get 15 minutes in a ring, they'll do magic.
It's going to be fun. It just is going to be a hell of a lot of fun. And yeah, I am looking forward to it. And I'm hoping it's not a one-off. I'm hoping that Mickey is going to be with WWE for a while. So what if it's NXT? It doesn't matter. Definitely not going to hurt NXT's ratings to have her there.
It's a shame Trish didn't get pregnant because, she could have been in the spot of my
Oh, girl. My God.
Oh, I think that somebody's lamenting the fact that she's preggers.
That was the rumor that was the plan. There was going to be something with Trish, and instead they had to go with this because she got pregnant.
Because Toronto, Trish's hometown, you bring her in, face Asuka, it all lined up. All lined up.
Just open. See, that just, that meant there's just this little crevice that's opened up for the possibility of, like, Trish and Sasha. Or Trish and Bailey.
Damn. Right?
Oh my.
Certain people are just drooling over that thought and at the same time screaming God, mentally.
Trish, why did you have to fuck last month?
Oh! I don't care if you fucked last month. Why didn't you use protection?
Omega's disappointing in Trish. She got stratisfaction. He's not happy.
That's fine. That's just terrible. So welcome back, Mickey James. Glad to see you.
Mike, what are your thoughts on Mickey James returning to NXT?
Moist.
Hey, he commented this time. It's a step in the right direction.
And it's his catch line that makes me cringe.
I'm pretty sure that's how Trish got knocked up.
Mickey James, well, thank God she's back, but, well, fuck that. Thank God she's in back in NXT, not WWE.
What, you wouldn't want her on the main roster? What the fuck's wrong?
Absolutely not.
Here's the thing, she is back in WWE. NXT is WWE. Just so you're aware of that.
Yeah.
Hello.
Mr. Pedantic strikes again.
Here's my thing.
Yes, tell us about your thing.
No, no.
No, how about we don't?
No.
Moist.
Thing.
Shut up, Omega. Literally. Okay.
Thing.
Oh, that wasn't Omega? I'm sorry. Mickey James is good for, well, I don't even want to say best for business, but damn it, it's best for business right now. Because literally no one in the WWE NXT roster currently is not ready for Asuka. If, well, there is one, but they got to hype her up first. So, until then, we have, God damn it, Trish. I don't care. Thank you, Trish. We have Mickey James. Now, the question is this a one-time thing, or is she staying?
Wow, deja vu.
I feel like we've been talking about this for
like
10 minutes.
Are you listening to what I was saying?
We had this entire conversation.
Listen, I'm repeating what you said. But, shut up. But all in the long run is...
Stop talking so I can actually have an original thought.
Shush. Now, if Triple H was thinking, hey guys, you know what, Asuka, let's do an open challenge and then random WWE divas that everyone likes can come and challenge you. And we'll see how the end result is.
Oh, don't call them divas anymore.
I'm sorry. Women's division. Former WWE women legends. And have them come back. Trish Stratus would have been first, but, you know. So we got Mickey James. Who is...
I don't... Tell me.
Who's next?
Michelle McCool.
Stop that right now.
You just got told to stop that. I guess that means you're going to continue, are you?
Candice Michelle.
You're just doing that on purpose, you little fucker.
Melina.
Oh, shut up.
That's a step up from the last two.
Yeah, a huge step.
Tall step.
Beth Phoenix.
Okay.
Yes.
Be good.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember everyone from that the era of wrestling.
Sorry, Omega.
It's okay.
Eve Torres.
Biz.
Anyway, that's all the people I can think of.
Choke.
Layla?
What?
No.
Anyway.
What?
Anyway.
I'm thinking of more possibilities. Beth Phoenix, I could see that.
Isn't she too busy raising Edge's baby?
Babies.
It's plural.
Yeah, they've been busy.
Well, Mickey had a baby too, so, yeah. So, it happens.
Yeah, moms are wrestlers now too.
It's a common thing.
Well, you know, Paige was wrestling before she was born, so sure, why not? Turnabout's fair play.
So anyway, Mickey James is returning to NXT. It makes Mike moist and make a cringe when Mike says moist.
Thank you, Triple H.
Alrighty then. That being said, why don't we just dive into the all-time greatest?
Who's the man? Ha! Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop-de-freaking-doo!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Round number two begins with the Radicals taking on the Flock. Oh my god.
See, as much as I love the guys that came out of the Radicals, this one I would, based because this is, you know, we are dealing in factions here, this one I would give to the Flock for being a different type. I go back to the argument I'd had before. They were a different type of faction. There was this, you know, there was almost this cult-like fanaticism to following Raven. Like, no matter what he did to them, they stuck by him and they still obeyed him. And the storyline was when they started to stand up for themselves. And it's a great way of building up, like, what do you do with the faction after, you know, things like this happen? Well, this is a pretty good option. I mean, you can start rebelling and you can make like instant guys here that actually, they can go straight into babyface roles from this. But during that time, it was a much creepier type of faction. It was like, we said it before, the proto Wyatts, essentially. Now we do have good things with, We do have a lot of good things with the Radicals. I mean, incredibly talented guys coming over. You know, gave us Eddie, gave us Benoit when he wasn't, you know, insane. But faction wise, it's not what I would like typically refer to as like a major wrestling faction. It's just a, you know, four guys who happen to come from the same company at the same time. You know, I like the organization and the uniqueness to the Flock better.
One vote for the Flock. Mike.
Radicals, bottom line, you have almost every style of wrestling right there in the Radicals. Luchador, technical, shooter, brawler. You can't beat that. And everyone knew what they were about. When they came in the Attitude Era, they knew what was up, and they made an impact. So for me, I have to say the Radicals.
Just throwing this out there, you can say that about the Flock, too. Had every style.
I knew the Radicals.
I'm just pointing that argument out.
I know, but I'm a Eddie Guerrero fan, so...
Do you have a fire alarm going off in your house?
I believe so. This thing is pissing me off, and I want to go destroy it, but I can't.
Change the battery. That's all you got to do.
There is no battery.
Anyway,
haunted. Good thing it's October.
Anyway, Tim, the Flock or the Radicals?
Love the Radicals. Fantastic group. Too short-lived to have any collective impact, really, in comparison to the Flock. The Flock spanned a couple of different things. it's the Flock moves on.
Are we sure? Because the people went 75% Radical, so that ties it up.
Of course they did, because the people don't understand shit.
So, I get to break the tie?
I guess you break the tie.
Omega made a very valid case. We're going with the Flock. Because Mike's case was defeated with the whole point that both sides have the same thing. Flock. So there you go. Even Matt in the chat room says Flock, so there you go. Next up, it is the Heenan family versus D-Generation X. Mike.
Fuck. Oh my god. You have the brilliant mind. Shut up. You have the brilliant mind of Bobby Heenan. Bobby the Brain Heenan. And honestly, can't beat that. He was pretty much the guy. If you wanted a stable, that was the manager. Come on now. He's and whether you like it or not, the Heenan family is like a huge family tree, very dysfunctional family tree from, like, I think AWA, NWA, WWE, well, F. Like, you had Andre the Giant, you had Big John Studd, shut up, you had Mr. Perfect, and also you had the Blackjacks, Blackjack Lanza, Blackjack Mulligan. However, D-Generation X was the stable that I don't want to say revolutionized stables to go beyond. It was a bunch of degenerates. Ooh, self-explanatory. But they also changed the Monday Night Wars. But I'm going to have to say the Heenan family.
And to correct you, it was the Monday Night War because there was only one war.
It was
Monday Night War.
According to Vince McMahon. And it sounds like you have Tourette's every time it beats. So, you know. Oh my god.
So the Heenan family does have some big names, some legendary names to it, and it went on forever. The thing that gets me with the Heenan family is, as long lived as it was, you know, you are defined by one guy, which is Bobby the Brain Heenan, bringing people together. But the size of it and how far it went with different promotions will kind of tell you it's not the most solid of stables. Guys united under Bobby the Brain Heenan. Okay, that's well and good. And yeah, he did have some legendary names to it. But you had DX, which started with, the top guy of the company at the time, Shawn Michaels, with a guy who would be a top guy in the company for, all the way till today, Triple H. And then, backed up by China, a legend in her own right. Like, that's a pretty significant start. And it's a faction that did what factions were supposed to do. It made stars out of everyone who was in there. And aside from being solid, it wasn't an overplayed thing. It wasn't like an NWO where it just dragged on and on. When it was time for DX to kind of go away, it changed a little bit, and then it kind of, it split off when the routine got old. But while it was there, it changed what pro wrestling was. It brought, the edge that the Attitude Era was known for. It's the one that got them in trouble with censors every week. But it also brought in a lot of people who are paying attention to a more serious and more sexually charged WWE product that they weren't used to. I will take, legendary some of the members of the Heenan faction is. I will take someone who, side with a faction that, historically changed the face of pro wrestling.
It's up to you again, Tim.
Oh boy, shit. By rights, these two should not be meeting so early, but it's our own fault collectively. yeah, D-Generation X helped turn the tide in the Monday Night War against the WCW, and it was Vince's more successful answer to the NWO. It didn't get out of hand. It wasn't retarded. It didn't become DX versus WWE, WWF back then. Like was NWO versus WCW, which was, fun for a week. okay, 2 weeks. But
maybe three.
That's stretching it, but okay, we'll give you that. the Heenan family stretched over like from the late 80s into the 90s and, over like three or four different promotions. And sure, DX had big names in it, but the Heenan family had a plethora of big names in it. And yeah, sure, the linchpin was Bobby the Brain Heenan. That was the entire thing. The Heenan family was Bobby the Brain Heenan and whoever he wound up resenting at that particular point in time. And the question basically boils down to who had more influence overall over the face of wrestling, where the impact is still felt today. looking at it that way, you've got to go with D-Generation X.
75% of the people went with D-Generation X.
There you go.
So there you go, DX and the Flock move on, which means eventually it'll be the Flock versus DX, so.
It will be an interesting matchup.
Next week, the Million Dollar Corporation takes on the Corporate Ministry, and the Four Horsemen of the 80s battle the Four Horsemen of the 90s.
Oh shit, you knew that was God damn. That means no matter what, Ric Flair moves on.
Ric Flair moves on. But what version of Ric Flair moves on? When he had a really thick head of hair or thinned out hair?
Man boob or not man boob?
That is the question.
Jesus.
What's next week in the all-time greatest?
Yeah, you know what? Let's just do quick hits and go home.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Russell Talk Radio quick hits. Wow. That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Russell Talk Radio quick hits.
So who's ready to play Name That New Japan Pro Wrestling Theme?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No. Anyway, we'll start with Mike. Mike, what is the best wrestling video game you've ever played?
No Mercy.
Why?
Because during that time, it was either WWF Attitude or Warzone, and I was just like, ew. So at the moment, it had to be WWF No Mercy. It was really cool.
Tim, what is the best wrestling video game you've ever played?
SmackDown versus Raw 2005.
Why?
Don't know. I just wound up playing the goddamn thing every frickin' night for 6 months.
Alright, there you go. Omega, what is the best wrestling video game you've ever played?
I'm trying to remember which one it was. Because there were two in particular I always had to rent. I always had to play it. I'm going to say the one I'm thinking of was WCW versus NWO World Tour. That was the first one I could remember that had a really big roster. It had a ton of just absolutely absurd, ridiculous hidden characters you could play as. You know, I can remember the first time where I felt like I could actually control the wrestler the way I wanted to. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the big thing of Versus the Worlds. It actually brought a fighting system that you could actually tolerate, which was kind of a refreshing thing. Yeah, that's the first one I can remember. It's like I had to keep playing this over and over.
There you go. Alright, this is going to be for everyone again. Start with Mike. Mike, what's more entertaining? Paige's bad decisions or Dixie Carter's bad decisions?
Dixie Carter's bad decision.
Tim, what's more entertaining? Paige's bad decisions or Dixie Carter's bad decisions?
Paige's bad decisions.
Omega, what's more entertaining? Paige's bad decisions or Dixie Carter's bad decisions?
Oh, Dixie's is the gift that keeps on giving.
It really is. It really, really is. Paige, on the other hand, it's still entertaining to see that. Just
Dixie goes. is like a season of Dukes of Hazzard.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just like every week she's in another jam. And you could just see her like midair over the cliff and mid jump, and the narrator pauses everything, going, "Dixie's got herself in a pickle again."
God damn you, I can't get Waylon Jennings out of my head now.
So there you go.
that wraps it up. Hey, everybody, we're done. Don't forget, follow Wild Talk Radio on the Twitter machines at Wild Talk Radio. Check out our Facebook at facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. facebook.com/groups/Wild Talk Radio Network. You can follow me on the Twitter machines at Flames Forums. If you're into hockey and the NHL at all, you'll want to definitely be doing that. You're going to find out in very short order that it's going to be really worth it within 2 weeks. Tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, Sorokin and Lindsay Ward will be talking about Goldberg's one-off appearance to say he's not going to fight Goldberg at Survivor Series.
Right. Or that he's booked for the Raw in the end of October and the week before Survivor Series.
I just had a knee surgery.
Right.
And first, Goldberg.
I want to see Goldberg spear Goldberg on Raw. I want that to be a thing.
Could happen.
Anyway, yes, Raw Post 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll recap everything that goes down on Monday Night Raw.
And, of course, Thursday night at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack Radio Show.
Yes, we'll have the NXT Rundown, the SmackDown Throwdown, all the news you can possibly handle, the Blame Brents, and more. It's The Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. All right, a couple other things. Go to youtube.com/Rack Radio Show. You subscribe to the YouTube channel. You'll get all the WWE 2K17 videos. There are two up there right now. One is the Rack Arena. Two is a match between Becky Lynch, Charlotte, and Sasha Banks from WrestleMania 32 that I did a playthrough of. So you can check that all out at youtube.com/Rack Radio Show. Check out the Rack Extra Total Bella Season 1 Episode 2, which is now available. Episode 3 will be available on Thursday morning. Follow the show on Twitter at Rack Radio Show. Facebook.com/Rack Radio Show, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, all Rack Radio Show.
You done yet?
No, I have more. I could just say the day.
All right, midnight-ish, as close as I can get to it on Friday. You'll be probably doing your own thing. But Saturday, it's another edition of CB Radio.
The election continues Saturday night, midnight-ish, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You heard the campaigns throughout the show. They'll continue on Saturday night, midnight-ish. And we need questions from the staff of WTR. So
I think it's a huge conflict of interest that the same announcer's doing all the ads.
I'll give them another accent next time. I was watching football. Anyway. Anyway, the CB Radio Party Election continues Saturday night, midnight-ish. Go to CBRadioLive.com, Facebook.com/CBRadioLive. Twitter.com/CBRadioLive. When I ask celebrity dies, hashtag Blame Rob. Now, before we go to the other people, available now for reading. Yes, we have something to read on WildTalkRadio.com. It's the book review of the latest WWE book from DK Publishing called WWE Encyclopedia of Sports Entertainment. And let me tell you, it's a very huge book. Go read the review. It comes out on the 21st. Buy the book. It's a thing.
Yeah, tell Jarvis, quit calling me Jewish. I will bitch slap him.
He didn't call you Jewish.
He implied it.
No, somebody didn't realize I was Jewish.
Well, you're only half. It doesn't count because it's not the right half.
But he didn't even know that much.
I did.
I know, and I have known him longer.
Well, that's cool.
That was the whole point of that. Anyway, now I'm making complicated stuff.
No, is it my turn now?
Yes, after I got out everything.
So, yeah, as usual, everything you can find with my name on it is under the name TJ Omega. That is T. Hmm? Okay, except for the TJ reviews over on Facebook. Okay?
Sure.
Okay.
He's still there.
That does include TJ Omega over on Twitter, TJ Omega on YouTube, where I'm always, always posting shit for you to watch and hopefully enjoy. And that is also TJOmega.org for a bunch of exclusive videos that don't get posted anywhere else.
Oh, I forgot one more thing. Twitch.tv/Rack Radio Show to sign up for the live streams of the video game that will eventually end up on YouTube. There you go. Mike, your turn.
Gracias, Roque, pero para amor en contacto conmigo, twitter.com at the WTR Oreo. Find me, and I'll follow you.
I'm sorry, it just sounded like you, with your fake Spanish, said the N-word.
No, I did not.
You are. I'm like, what is that?
No. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get a hold of me, just look me up on Twitter, the WTR Oreo.
Oh, and Mike, go ahead, Tim.
I was going to say, Mike, I could make a joke right now that would make you laugh.
Oh.
The two white guys would get all nervous and sweaty.
You're white as well. Anyway, WTR Fantasy Score update really quick.
Stay this color?
Anyway.
God.
Team Intern had 12, Team Lindsay had 11, Team Rock had 4, Team Omega had 3, Team Tim had 2, and Team Mike had a goose egg for the week.
God damn it, AJ.
I'm not even playing no more.
Overall scores, Mike is still in the lead with 82, I have 80, Lindsay has 76, Team Intern has 75, Omega has 53, and Tim has a strong showing of 19 points.
Shut up.
Keep them strong.
Keep them guessing.
There's still plenty of time, including a big Survivor Series that could change all the points.
Yeah. I'm banking on Survivor Series.
Unless you have someone who can throw someone off a Hell in a Cell, yeah, you better bank on Survivor Series. Anyway, that's it. 12 things, Tim. Wrap us up.
Hey, that's it, everybody. We're done. Join us next Sunday night right here, same time, same network on the interwebs. We're going to play WTR Pick and preview Hell in a Cell. Till then, enjoy the week. Bye-bye!
Oh, one more thing. Happy Columbus Day, everybody. That's only a shot at Matt.
Wait, that's a
shot at Matt because he thought tomorrow's Columbus Day. Anyway. Bye, everybody.